A record number of Americans set to hit the road. It's because 4th of July falls on a Friday. As gas prices hit a four-year low. So stuff going really, really well for the American people. Trump every day doing things that we're not supposed to do. Meanwhile, a lunatic liberal judge orders Trump, says there's no emergency on the border. By the way, he's a Democrat judge, of course. He is an Obama judge. Says there's no emergency on the border. There's none whatsoever. And so ergo, Donald Trump cannot deny the entrance of people seeking asylum. He's essentially ordered him to reopen the border. Wait a minute. Wouldn't that be a nationwide injunction? Well, yes, it would. Well, didn't the Supreme Court just say you can't do that? Uh-huh. So he's overruling the Supreme Court. This is just a district court judge. Yes. Yes, he is. Well, wait a minute. Can a district court judge overrule the Supreme Court? No. Will liberal lunatic reporters everywhere tell their sheeple that? No. And what they've been doing the last couple of weeks, and I've been documenting this for you, this is the second judge to overrule the Supreme Court. You can't do that. That's Banana Republic stuff. Supreme Court, no nationwide injunction. Liberal judge, oh yeah, no, I'll go ahead and do that. Why? Two reasons. Number one, so that the liberal lunatic reporters can report that Trump is a dictator and he's defying a judge. They'll leave all the other details out. And their sheeple will believe. And the attacks on ICE officers will go from a 500% increase under liberal lunatic media reporting to 1,000%. That's where they want to go. So the judge stayed the ruling for 2 weeks, ordered Trump to open the border. Folks, understand what this judge did, okay? You see on Stephen Miller, Trump's deputy chief of staff, on his X feed, Stephen Miller losing his mind. Yeah, that's because this judge just ordered Trump to open the border to anybody who wants to come and invited the entire planet. So Trump doesn't have the authority to close the border. And he stayed it for 2 weeks. That's a disaster. So this is loony toony stuff. Hopefully it goes to the Supreme Court. This is a Hail Mary pass by the lunatic left. They know Amy Coney Barrett is an open border zealot. And so far, when she rules on stuff like nationwide injunctions, she's on our side and the side, quite frankly, of sanity. And, you know, 200 years of legal precedent, but where, you know, there hasn't been these injunctions. But they also know she is an open border zealot. She came out of that, you know, that Bush mentality, warned about her, said she was a disaster. Trump appointed her anyway. They are hoping on a pure immigration case to get something out of her and maybe Roberts. But that's Hail Mary pass stuff to get both of them to go along with it. But we're always in danger whenever anything is in front of Roberts and Barrett because of the influence of the Bush cabal. That's the power base they come out of. Now, imagine if Trump, and the other reason they're doing this is it's worked in the past. Judges have ordered Trump to open the border and follow Obama's orders because they're just better than Trump's. What's the legal reasoning? There really isn't any. Judges just did it, and Trump had to leave the border open for months at a time. That's the real disaster there. That's what Trump, what the Democrats are going for. Let me tell you why. Trump has deported about 225,000 people right now, okay? Most of them, as Trump said, not all, but most, are the worst criminals in the country. They are the cartel members, the human traffickers, the backbone of the Democrat Party's human trafficking operation. They're not regular people. And so if the border were ordered reopened, this is the nightmare scenario, not the likely one, but the nightmare one. If the border were reopened, these thugs have 2 weeks' notice. And they will rush right back in. And we'll have to get them all over again. It's going to be harder this time. They didn't expect the crackdown that came swiftly this time, because Trump didn't do it in his last term. He did not do this level of deportation. The thugs didn't see it coming. They're going to have a harder time catching them. And the Democrats are hoping they'll hide out in a sanctuary city somewhere until they can resume whatever terrible thing they're doing. But this is going to be, I mean, this is a long shot for the Dems, but they are desperate. And they also want to just use this as a talking point. Look, a judge has said what Trump's doing is illegal. He doesn't have the authority to deport these people. Yes, he does. So the judge is ignoring legal precedent, the Supreme Court, reality, and could really use some medication. These people are crazy. They're literally nuts. But this is what you're dealing with. Meanwhile, squad member Pramila Jayapal called ICE agents terrorists. They're trying to get these people killed, folks. This is the only other play they have besides deranged judges. They're hoping that these ICE agents, now that Democrats are calling them this stuff and that liberal lunatics have begun to target the children of ICE agents, we saw that in the news yesterday. It's why they need to cover their faces to operate in Democrat-controlled areas, post-constitutional, post-American territories, blue territories, lawless territories across enemy lines, because that's what they are. I just call them what they are. What she's trying to do is to get ICE agents to quit in fear and to keep, because they know this big, you know, beautiful bill is going to pass, to keep Trump from hiring or cause him trouble hiring 10,000 more people going, you know, it's not worth it. They're going to be on my child's social media. They're going to be in my driveway. They're going to be threatening me. I'm going to have a liberal lunatic screaming on my street in the middle of the night. They'll follow me to work. They'll harass me at the grocery store. So that's what the Democrats are trying to do. That's their only play. Here's Jayapal responding to the Trump administration's criticism of her for calling ICE terrorists. Understand something. This woman is a Hamas sympathizer who insists Hamas is not a terror org, but ICE is. Okay? That's how cuckoo she is. Again, Hamas murdered 1,400 people, dragged raped women's dead bodies through the streets so they could spit on them, executed 12-year-olds in front of their family, filmed it because it was really cool, put it on the internet. I just filmed the parents watching the whole thing. It's kind of fun stuff. Hamas does. Jayapal does not see that as terrorism. But when they pick up, ICE picks up her future voters, that is terrorism. Here's her response.
They called ICE officers heroic. They're saying they're, quote, simply doing their jobs and enforcing immigration law with the utmost professionalism, and the dangerous smears by deranged leftists like Jayapal radicalized their supporters to violently attack and obstruct federal law enforcement because of comments like Jayapal's. Assaults against ICE agents have increased 500% this year, and that number will go even higher if Jayapal doesn't stop with her smears. What is your reaction to that?
What is deranged and cruel and outrageous is that literally we are seeing ICE agents, I assume they're ICE agents, they say they are, they don't have any identification, they're wearing masks, they're in plain clothes, they are coming and kidnapping and disappearing people on the streets of the United States.
Well, if this bill passes, they're thinking big, beautiful bill passing 8 o'clock, a lot of wonderful economic things in there. We named some of them earlier in the show. It'll also make Trump the biggest debt slash deficit spending president of all time. Which is kind of interesting because even CNN is having to admit he is the most popular president with the GOP of all time. It's kind of stunning when you think about it. 63% of Republicans strongly approve. And at this point, 5 months in, that's what they're measuring. So apples to apples. More popular than Reagan, Daddy Bush, and Baby Bush. Oh, the irony. Folks, do you remember when there were 17 GOP candidates in the race? In 2016? Because I do. Do you remember when the Bush cabal, which had an iron grip at the time on the Republican Party, and their donors spent $80 million that could have been spent against Democrats trying to defeat on behalf of George Bush, Donald Trump? He knocked out every one of them, one by one by one by one. They said his message was toxic. They said he'd alienate Hispanics. They said, by the way, we have the highest ever percentage of Hispanics voting for Trump by double digits. They said amnesty was the way to go. By God, if you deport somebody's grandma, they'll never vote for you. Not for generations. We'll lose. We have to do amnesty. We have to leave the border open. We can't do this. This is hate. It's hate. It's hate. Mm-hmm. He ignored everything, they all said. They said he'd destroy the party. They said he was dangerous. They said he was a joke not to be taken seriously. They said he was embarrassing. But that was 2016. Those people are all gone now. Most of them aren't even in politics anymore, the ones he defeated, except Marco Rubio, little Marco, which is kind of funny. But yeah, and this is the reality on the ground from CNN.
How about compared to other presidents who were Republicans?
Yeah, it's history making. It's history making. What are we talking about here? So why don't we look back? We have all the presidents, Republican presidents, going back over the last 35, 36, 37 years. What are we talking about? GOP who strongly approved 5 months in. Look at this. George H.W. Bush, Bush 41, 46%. Bush 43, 59. You see Trump the first term, 53. But look at this. 63%. He beats all the other Republicans on the board here. And I was looking even back since Reagan. And get this. Donald Trump beats Ronald Reagan when it comes to the strongly approved 5 months. And of course, Reagan was coming off that high after that assassination attempt. So the bottom line is Donald Trump is making history with the Republican base. He is more beloved by this Republican base than any Republican base loved any GOP president 5 months in. It is history making. And get this, Donald Trump beats Ronald Reagan when it comes to the strongly approved 5 months. And of course, Reagan was coming off that high after that assassination attempt. So the bottom line is Donald Trump is making history with the Republican base. He is more beloved by this Republican base than any Republican base loved any GOP president 5 months in. It is history making.
When you think of the criticism that George W. Bush, Bush cabal, Jeb Bush, and Daddy Bush, when he was alive, hurled at Donald Trump, including just this week when George W. Bush emerged from whatever rock he slithered under to blast Trump for defunding USAID. I can't tell you how many lives that'll save around the world, especially American ones, since we're not going to funnel money to our enemies anymore through USAID. Trump almost 20 points more popular than W. Bush was at this point in his presidency. Oh, well. I know it's wrong, but it makes me very happy. Anyway, moving on. Hey, do you see what's going on with P. Diddy? I don't know if he had a good or a bad day yesterday. He thought it was a bad day because he ended up on his knees in the courtroom with his hands over his face. But, you know, could have been worse. They only got him on 2 out of the 5 charges. Who got him? Ah, anybody paying attention to that? Who got him? Who's prosecuting Diddy? Probably the most interesting article on Diddy is in my file this morning. I'm going to pull it back out. It's UK Daily Mail, and it is eerie. They go through the odd parallels between Diddy and Epstein, their connections, and how they operate, and openly ask, is this a honeypot operation? You know, where they get famous people to do debauched things, many of which violate the law. They record it, and then they control them forever. Is it that? Not me asking that. UK Daily Mail. Is Diddy just the Hollywood arm of the Epstein operation? I don't know. But there's something that you should know. Who's the lead Diddy prosecutor? This has been something that the media has really kept on the down low, or at least hasn't mentioned. It's James Comey's daughter. Really? Yeah, which is kind of weird because you know what else she was the lead prosecutor on? There's a team of 8 of them. They're all women. Southern District of New York. By the way, there are thousands of federal prosecutors in the United States of America. Thousands. She keeps getting these cases. What other case? It'll come to me. Hold on. Oh, Epstein. You know, the guy who did not kill himself, but also did kill himself. Also, that guy, Epstein. Like, weird, right? What other work is, what's the rest of her body of work? Oh, Ghislaine Maxwell got her too. It's all weird about Diddy too, since most of his crimes occurred in other states, most particularly California. Why he'd be tried in the Southern District, but it is where she's based out of. Well, what else does this woman do? When she's not doing that, she's pretty much occupied round the clock fighting legal battles against releasing Epstein documents and Ghislaine Maxwell documents. Which documents? Over 40 that contain the names of and information about who the Johns were who purchased the children. She is the number one reason none of that's been released. Isn't that weird? Isn't that strange? She says the government has an ongoing interest in the case, which is like weird to me, given that Ghislaine Maxwell sits in prison and Epstein is dead after not killing himself. So, I mean, like, but you know what's so strange also? I mean, it's while we're on the subject, right? What is her daddy known for? I mean, among his other outrages, her daddy, former head of the FBI, James Comey. He's known for running illegal honeypot operations. He ran one on Trump. We actually just found that out. It was an illegal honeypot operation, by the way. Because in the United States of America, there's this thing called the Fourth Amendment. You have to have predicate to launch a criminal investigation. In other words, you can't send in to the Trump campaign attractive women and aim to have, you know, them entrap Trump or his staff members in bed as part of a spy operation to handle yourself. Comey did that with no criminal predicate. In other words, no evidence that any crime's been committed. It's actually dubious whether you can do it at all. It's a blackmail operation. Comey was good at them. He ran the honeypot operation into the Trump administration, into the Trump campaign, excuse me, which was illegal, but he's Comey, so he gets to do whatever he wants. He ran it personally. It was one of the few that instead of handing it off, he personally operated, personally handled the spies. They're called honeypots. They're women sent in, very attractive women, to try to entrap you into sleeping with them so that they can then, well, I don't know. So that's what the Comey family does. Can you imagine like what the conversations will be like at the Comey family 4th of July celebration? They go talk about 86ing Trump, maybe arrange some seashells in the sand or just talk new strategy for keeping Americans from figuring out who the Johns were in the Epstein case. Hey, maybe the Diddy one too. What a weird family. Anyway, I thought you should know that background. Makes everything make a lot more sense.